Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer James Plady on the board. Thanks for sticking around with us. Later in the program, we're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh and the big trouble he's in, or is he really in big trouble? The country's number one talk show host is in the middle of a big controversy, and we'll find out if his apology was enough to get him out of hot water. But right now, Lansing lawmakers say that we need to clarify our medical marijuana laws. Is there anything wrong with that? I mean, wouldn't that be a good thing for both law enforcement and the medical marijuana community? To find out, I'm joined by Richard Clements Sr. He is the outreach director and IT director for the Michigan chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, otherwise known as NORML. Richard, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me, Mike.
So, you know, apparently some of the issues involve law enforcement, police arresting medical marijuana patients that might be transporting their medicine because things aren't very clear. Isn't that kind of one of the issues that should be clarified? And what's wrong with lawmakers kind of looking into our law and putting some guidelines there?
I really don't have a problem with the looking into the change in the laws, but it's how they're changing we have a problem with. For instance, the transportation of your medicine has to be in a lockbox like a pistol. Well, that's some of the part of the restriction. What we're really concerned about the laws is making it easier for law enforcement to do search and seizure and forfeiture and steal more people's property. You know, they're using our patient as a cost center for balancing the back of the budget on our patient. Now, we don't think that's right.
Well, what's happening right now, though? I mean, when a police officer pulls over a medical marijuana patient and there's marijuana in the car, what are police officers trained to do?
Well, it varies from municipality. I've heard good reports where if they saw marijuana in the car and you had a card, a police officer would probably just look at it and say, hey, have a good day. Whereas some instances like a warrant or place, they'll seize the car and, impound it, and then you're paying like about $1,000, $1,500 to get it out of the impound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very uneven enforcement throughout the state of Michigan, and we're really not getting any help at all from that zealot of Attorney General Bill Schuette either. So.
Well, some would say, though, that the lack of details in our medical marijuana law is what led to dispensaries being shut down and this court case that is now pending a decision by the Supreme Court. If we had more details and more specificity in that law, would we not have avoided this entire situation?
I agree. I would hopefully that they would make it so that patient-to-patient transfer is legal. And personally, you know, law enforcement, they really don't. I mean, it's like a minute detail. You know, just a point to harass, but I do agree that we should have patient-to-patient transfer and people should have a location to go if they want to get it. I do think it should be type of regulated like wine, you know.
I'm talking to Richard Clements Sr. He's the outreach director for the Michigan chapter of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. So, Richard, what is the next step for medical marijuana here in Michigan? At this point, most of the dispensaries in the state are closed because of this court ruling, and we're waiting apparently to find out what the Supreme Court will say about it. What's happening now, and what do you expect will occur if the court agrees with the Attorney General that dispensaries are not legal?
Wow, that'll be a new bridge to cross. You'll be able to carry 2.5 ounces of marijuana with you. You couldn't go to maybe a certain location, just drive it back underground like it was in the first place. What we really need to do is get these people in as entrepreneurs and businessmen, because Michigan needs jobs. Dispensaries did pay property taxes when they owned buildings and everything. So the next move, I feel, is that we need to sign this repeal prohibition today petition to just outright. That would help clarify it even more.
Well, there is the effort now to put a ballot proposal on the November ballot that would legalize marijuana in the state. Would that basically just flip everything over, do you think? Or would you expect the Attorney General and state lawmakers to react to that somehow and knock it right down?
Well, let's start off with the law itself. That law would basically, it would help municipalities to find more regulation. You'd open up a business just like a liquor store or a Dollar General. The blowback from the legislature and attorney general, at this point, they could blow as hard as they want to because they have no leadership. Originally, the 2008 law that got on the ballot was because the governor, the previous governor, the Senate, and the House all sat on their behinds. Well, we're going to let the people decide. Well, the people decided. And now you got a few that, oh, well, we don't like it. Well, hey, you brought it on yourselves. And I hope the people speak up again, sign the petitions, you know, to make it a mission to sign that petition to basically not only, quote, legalize it, but it will also give jobs to farmers that allow them to grow industrial hemp, which will probably help lower the gas price because you can make industrial fuel from industrial hemp. So we're on a cannabis revolution in the state of Michigan, and it's time to...
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, Normal's position, from what I know, is that you support the full legalization of marijuana. But what do you say to Michigan residents who really do not look forward to a time where there could be millions of Michiganians on the road, in public, in their homes, wherever they might be, getting high recreationally?
What do I say to them? What someone does in their home is their own personal business. As far as on the road, we never ever endorse driving impaired. Speaking to that, there's no real road test to compare the difference of being high on marijuana versus being high on alcohol. None of that ever existed. Matter of fact, we approached Mythbusters about doing a test, and they laughed us off. Oh, you bunch of potheads. Well, they weren't taking us serious, and we take our cannabis very serious. So, maybe people like Michigan Normal and the Marijuana Policy Project can sponsor a test and maybe challenge the state police on their test track. So, versus, you know,
what are you saying, that someone who is high on marijuana can drive just as well as someone who's sober?
Well, I'm saying that someone high on under the influence of marijuana drives better than someone who's been drinking alcohol. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, certainly alcohol. But let me ask you this. What about consuming marijuana in public? Do you think that should be legal also?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Just like you smoke a tobacco in public, it should be regulated just like that. Law enforcement really doesn't have time to be chasing somebody smoking a little joint or two. You know, when you got people kidnapping women and beating women. And certain professions like a teacher under stress and a PTSD, they deserve some marijuana because teachers are a tough profession. You know, police officers, fire department, you know, they get in a lot of stress. They get chronic pain. And that's pretty minuscule. I mean, it's minuscule in the realm of things, you know, realm of the world. You know, you don't have anybody running up and down the street butt naked and things like that.
Well, what about the fact that marijuana is still illegal under federal law? Wouldn't that, even if it was made legal by a state voter's approval with a ballot measure, wouldn't that still be a sticking point, and wouldn't people still be arrested that way?
It's always a sticking point, but we do have case law where that enforces states' rights in a couple of decisions out of the California U.S. Court to say that states really didn't have to enforce federal law. As far as marijuana being classified as scheduled wrong, people are wrong all the time. You know, it's just like saying the sky is green and, you know, actually the sky is blue. I mean, marijuana was never, ever a Schedule One drug.
Understood. Yep. Well, Richard Clements, Sr., Outreach Director for the Michigan Chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Law. Richard, thank you very much for taking a little time to talk to us.
Yes, our website is minormal.org, and I hope to see folks at the Hash Bash. And thank you for having me, Mike.
Sure. Thank you for your time. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a state senator here to about what's been happening at the Capitol, what some of the key issues that lawmakers are addressing. And then we'll talk about Rush Limbaugh and the trouble he's in, although he is getting a lot of attention. You can only wonder if that'll be a benefit to his show. But we'll discuss all the details in the second half hour. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucero.